Weather on the Ooze with Bill Snyder from WGN-TV. Hi, Bill.
Good evening, John. How are you? And welcome back. I hope you had a nice vacation.
That wasn't a vacation.
Oh, no. Oh.
No, it was fine. It's fine. It's
okay. Fine. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they only had to remove one leg. So, you know, that's good.
Well, that's good.
I'm kidding.
I know. Yeah. I know you're kidding. But yeah. It's good to talk to you again, though. What a beautiful day, huh?
Listen.
Wow.
I mean, for the past few days, it's been ideal.
It really has. It really has. You know, we're enjoying some of our nicest weather of the year right now, to be honest with you. Yeah. You know, it typically happens. I don't know what it is, but I feel like in some cases September is our nicest month, you know, in terms of weather around here. So this is this year is no exception.
It seems like, maybe I'm wrong, but September is sort of like the bridge, if you will, between summer and fall.
Yep.
So you're going to get a mixture.
Yeah, for sure. And we certainly had we've had the mixture, haven't we? I mean, we started out unusually cool, John. You know, we were marveling at all these days that, you know, we're in the 70s. Look at how many low temperatures in the past week. We had some outlying areas that were as cold as the upper 30s out in Rochelle, temperatures around 40 in DeKalb. I mean, those are not far from frost levels, which is remarkable for this early in the season. And do you know that the first 9 or 10 days of this month, John, which was averaging about 62.1 degrees, that was our coolest start to September in more than a half a century.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. How about that? So it's been since 1974 since we had a September open that cool, but we are about to flip the script on this month, John, so to speak, here with what's coming. So wow, it's a pretty remarkable pattern change that's underway, and we're just getting started right now.
We're headed toward believe we're getting to some warmer temperatures.
We are. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, we certainly are. And you know what's interesting, John, is today we had a high of 77 at O'Hare officially. We had a high of 79 at Midway. The lakefront only hit 70 today. You know, there was a more organized northeast wind. And, you know, lake water temperatures, while certainly not cold, and they're going to get a lot colder in the weeks ahead, they are starting to drop off seasonally, and that just happens, you know, every year this time of the year. And certainly the cool weather we had the end of August and early September has helped accelerate that process a little bit. But you know, the water temperatures have dropped into the mid to upper 60s across the board. So anytime you bring a wind off the lake, which is tapping into some of that cooler water, you know, you get cooler temperatures. So today, for example, you know, not quite as extreme as what we see around here in spring. We can see some remarkable temperature variations across the area in spring. But today, for example, we had a high as cool as 70 at the lakefront. We had a 71 at Lake Forest, which is, you know, both locations are really close to Lake Michigan, but as warm as 87 out in Kankakee County, in Kankakee and Hersher and Streeter and parts of LaSalle County. So what a difference in temperatures across the area. If you were away from the lake, you enjoyed another summer-like day in the 80s. But if you were close to the lake, it was in the 70s. But certainly very tolerable and very pleasant, you know, for this time of the year.
Well, you know, that's one of the attractions of living around here.
Yep.
You get near the lake, you know, cooler near the lake.
Yeah.
The farther you get away, 87?
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
That is a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So that's, you know, that's when you bring a northeast wind, that's what typically happens, John.
And so, you know, what is coming? All of a sudden, 2 days ago,
right,
I started sneezing.
Okay.
I mean, and I don't believe there's anything that I'm allergic to.
Right.
And it was really sort of surprising. Is there a reason for that?
Oh, there is definitely a reason for that, John. You know, our friends at Loyola Medicine and Dr. Roshna Shah, they provide for us the pollen count every day, you know, the allergy count. So this is done on the rooftop of Gottlieb Hospital in Melrose Park. And so they are good enough to take their time and energy, you know, off the clock and provide us with these numbers every day. And what's interesting is, you know, if you're susceptible to ragweed or mold, and ragweed is certainly something that ragweed irritates me. It has for many, many years. And, you know, we're right in the peak of the ragweed season. And what's interesting, John, is, you know, I tally these counts that are provided to us every day, and it has been high the ragweed count has been high every day for about 3.5 weeks, uninterrupted, nonstop. And that is really unusual because, you know, typically you get a break where it, you know, it drops off to, you know, low or moderate. It doesn't totally go away, but it definitely drops off a little bit. And I think the factor is that we've not had any rain. And, you know, typically, at least if you get some precipitation, that will kind of clean the air out a little bit, you know, and get rid of it. But we've not had that. And, you know, Dr. Shah tells me, John, that this is the most severe pollen season when it comes to ragweed and mold in about 7 years.
Well,
7 years. So that explains a lot. If you're,
yeah,
if you're out there, if you're dealing with a, you know, itchy nose, itchy eyes, or sneezing, watery eyes, it's probably you're not sick. It's probably because it's due to the excessive pollen that we've had in the air. And it's certainly evident.
I have a note here.
Yeah.
What in the world does the Greek letter omega have to do with our upcoming weather?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thought, John. And you know what? That the Greek letter omega refers to the jet stream pattern or our upper level winds, which typically steer our weather conditions across the country, John. So what the Greek letter, that Greek letter, when we're referring to in the weather community as an omega block, that is referring to a blocking pattern that's taking place across the country. So typically what happens is you have a dip in one area, followed by a ridge of high pressure in another area, followed by another dip or a trough, which, you know, when we refer to a trough, that means cooler, unsettled weather that's occurring in that part of the country. So the Greek letter omega is going to be a big player in our weather, John, and actually we are going to be sitting in a pretty good area of the omega block, because on either side of that, it's a cool, unsettled pattern, whereas we are going to be sitting under the ridge, as I mentioned. So you got the trough out west. Mm-hmm. We've got a big ridge of high pressure that's going to, you know, that translates to warm, high pressure in our area.
Right.
And then you've got the trough or cool air that's going to be parked over the northeast and mid-Atlantic. So how about that?
Yes.
So what that translates to on paper, John, is we're looking at very minimal rain chances here over the next 1 to 2 weeks. Not much in the forecast. So if your yard is a little parched or your garden needs some water, unfortunately you're not going to get much help from Mother Nature. But we are heading for a far warmer pattern. And interestingly, John, that's going to start tomorrow and as we head into this weekend. Looking at temperatures, if you look at last weekend compared to this weekend, you know, it was like October temperatures last weekend. We had an average temperature when you take the daytime high and the nighttime low or the morning low. We had an average temperature last weekend of 58 degrees. When we're forecasting this weekend, John, when you take the daytime high and morning low, 78 degrees. So this weekend will feel 20 degrees warmer than a week ago. How about that?
That's a lot.
That is a lot. That's significant. And,
yes,
you know, we're going to add a little bit of humidity to the mix too, John. I mean, this is going to be nothing on par with, you know, some of our humid spells that we had, you know, over the summer, especially specifically in July, which was a very humid month around here. But you know what? When you bring dew points into the low to mid 60s, which is what we're looking at as we move through the weekend, that's a moderate level of humidity. And considering we've been so cool and dry, you walk outside of an air-conditioned building and you're going to notice it.
Oh my
yes,
God,
indeed.
Summer's coming back.
Hey, there's the voice from David Jennings, Mr. Jennings.
I want to get this in. We got like about 90 seconds left.
Okay.
I want to get this in.
Of course.
I got a text at 630.
Okay.
Dear Landecker,
yeah.
I love it when you have Bill Snyder on with you. He seems so content, amiable, informative, and happy-go-lucky. There you go.
Well, 630 texter, thank you so much. That is so nice and kind of you, and it made my broadcast day. So thank you very much. That's great.
Do you have something you can do in about a minute?
Sure. How about a quick forecast, John,
please,
as we look towards the weekend? So tonight we have some increasing cloudiness. There may be even a few fog patches. So if you wake up tomorrow morning, you see some low clouds and fog, don't worry about that because that'll burn off fairly quickly and will lead to mostly sunny skies by midday. So tomorrow, John, we're looking at the warmest temperatures in 25 days. We've only hit 80 degrees officially twice in the last 18 days. So tomorrow we will see our warmest high temperature since August the 18th. 18th. Temperatures should warm to about 85, 86 degrees at O'Hare. There may be a little lake breeze that develops, so we're looking at high 70s and near 80 along the lake, but gorgeous day. And then there's a slight chance of a thunderstorm on Saturday, but we're looking at only about 10 to 20% of the area. Most of the day will be dry, be partly sunny, and temperatures warming near 90 degrees for Saturday, wow, Sunday, and Monday. How about that? So there's a little shot of late summer warmth on the way. If you're near the lake, it'll be closer to 80 degrees those days. So little air conditioning from Lake Michigan. And the warmth continues beyond that, John. I mean, we're looking at well into next week where temperatures are going to be hovering in the mid to upper 80s. And, you know, considering the normal high is declining, we're dropping down to our normal high today, 78, and that will continue to drop in the days ahead. So this is a warm pattern for mid-September. So if you're longing for some more summer warmth, this is your kind of forecast.
Well, we'll find out more about that from you next week.
We sure will.
Thanks for being on with us again. Love it.
John, it's always a pleasure, my friend. You have a great weekend.
You too.